Ukraine security issue.
On the 144th day of the heroic defense of the Ukrainian people against Russian invaders, the armed forces hold the front line and destroy the resources of the occupiers. Over the past 24 hours, the Ukrainian artillery has dealt powerful blows to concentrations of invaders in the Kherson region. Two tanks, a howitzer, a TOR anti-aircraft missile system, two ammunition trains and several dozen occupiers were destroyed, the South Operational Command reported. At night, the Ukrainian military destroyed another enemy detachment of troops in the occupied town of Alchevsk in the Luhansk region. The Russians placed a warehouse on the territory of the trolleybus depot. The local public and the administration of occupants reported that these were strikes from HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems. Russians are trying to defend themselves against the blows of the Ukrainian army and are redeploying to even more populated areas. In particular, schools are equipped with their barracks. Equipment and ammunition depots are placed on the territory of civilian enterprises and institutions. That was reported by Deputy Chairman of the Kherson Regional Council, Yuri Sobolevsky. In the south of Ukraine, Russia began to strengthen the positions of its troops to gather additional forces and military equipment. In its daily report, the British intelligence reported on the movement of Russian manpower, equipment and defense supplies between the cities of Mariupol, Zaporizhia and Kherson. According to the British intelligence, the occupiers in Melitopol, the Zaporizhia region, are also tightening security measures, which may indicate the seriousness with which Russian commanders perceive the threat of the counteroffensive of the armed forces of Ukraine in the south. Head of the Coordinating Press Center of the South Defense Forces, Natalia Humanyuk, said that the Russian troops continue to shell the occupied Snake Island in the Black Sea in the Odessa region and is trying to demonstrate its presence in the region.
Ворог продовжує вишукувати можливості довести, що в нього ще є якісь сили для того, щоб переконати.
The enemies continue to look for ways to prove that they have some other power in order to convince us of their power. And what else can they do? Just as from time to time to fly out and bomb Snake Island, because they try to convince at least their own army that they possess it and somehow control it. It was a reconnaissance attempt to see if the destroyed garrison was deployed there. But while they are hitting the military equipment that was left by them, said Natalia Humanyuk. Russia does not stop striking at the peaceful cities of Ukraine, destroying civilian infrastructure, killing and maiming civilians. Last night, the occupiers hit the city of Mykolaiv again. They launched about a dozen rockets. Houses and other civilian infrastructure have been destroyed again. In the city of Dnipro, a fire was extinguished at an enterprise that occurred due to a missile strike. Head of the region, Valentin Reznichenko, said that the fire was extinguished for more than a day. Now rescuers are looking for people who were at the enterprise during the Russian attack. The Russian missile attack in Dnipro claimed the lives of 3 people and 16 were injured. The occupiers continue to shell the border of the Chernihiv, Sumy and Kharkiv regions. In the town of Chuhuyev, the Kharkiv region, the rubble of a residential building hit by a Russian rocket is still being sorted out. The administrative building and school were also damaged in the city. Raisa Shapoval, a resident of the dilapidated building, said that she survived only because she was in the hospital at that time of the shelling, but her neighbors died.
Тихо-тихо, потом посмотрела через больницу, стадион там, летит тут такой огромный красный шар, потом как шар.
They started bombing at 3:30 in the morning. A huge red ball flew through the hospital and stadium. It was a big explosion. I knew that something had happened. People have been killed. Please write to all the newspapers, ring all the bells. Let Putin stop shooting so that people and children will not die. How many young people were killed and became disabled? Said Raisa Shapoval. The situation in Donbas is really tense. Head of the regional military administration, Pavlo Kirilenko, said in the Donetsk region over the past day, enemy shelling caused damage to civilian sites, including residential buildings, a school, a kindergarten, a medical college, a culture palace, a railway station and enterprises. According to the information of the Ukrainian General Staff, in the Slovyansk direction, the occupiers fired mortars and rocket artillery at civilian and military infrastructure. They resorted to an assault near two settlements on the border with the Luhansk region, but were unsuccessful, received a decisive repulse, and withdrew their troops. In the Bakhmut direction, Russian troops opened fire on the north and south positions of the Ukrainian forces and within the area of the Vulyhirska thermal power plant. Ukrainian defenders skillfully repulsed Russia's attempt to conduct reconnaissance. Head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration Serhii Haidai said that in the Luhansk region, two villages remain under the control of the Ukrainian authorities and the military. Although the occupiers reported that they had taken the entire region, they could not overcome the resistance. The Ukrainian military repulsed the enemy several times and inflicted losses on him. In general, on Saturday, the Ukrainian army destroyed 160 invaders and 30 units of combat and special equipment. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, Russia has lost around 38,000 soldiers and about 11,000 pieces of equipment in the war in Ukraine. According to the estimates of the British military, Russia has lost more than 30% of the offensive potential of ground forces, which gives absolute confidence to the victory of the Ukrainian armed forces. This assessment was expressed by the chairman of the Committee of the Chiefs of Staff of Great Britain, Admiral Tony Radekin, The Guardian reported.